Coos Bay is one of six ports in the Northwest pursuing a deal to build a coal export terminal. The coal would come from mines in Montana and Wyoming. If the companies reach a deal with the port, it won't be the first time coal is big business on Oregon's south coast. Amelia Templeton reports.
Rolling green hills rise up around the port of Coos Bay. Today, quiet neighborhoods and grocery stores spread across these hills. But 100 years ago, men were digging up coal here.
There's mines all over this country.
That's Max Clausen. He's 80 years old. He owns an oyster farm and grew up in Coos Bay. Clausen remembers visiting his grandfather's coal mine when he was 6 or 7 years old in the 1930s.
He had a railroad going down into the mine and a Shetland pony to pull it.
White settlers opened the first mine in Coos Bay in the 1850s. By the end of the century, there were more than 70 mines. They supplied coal to San Francisco to fuel railroads and ships. Joy Robbins lives in a Coos Bay neighborhood called Libby.
Well, come back here. I'll show you something about the history.
She says coal miners helped buy a bell for the local school. In her house, Robbins points to a portrait of a man with a mustache hanging on a bedroom wall.
My great-grandfather from Turin, Italy, Thomas Bizanti, worked in the coal mines.
Miners looking for work came from Scotland, too, and Pennsylvania. But in the 1900s, fuel oil began to replace coal on the West Coast, and by the 1940s, the last mines shut down. Coos Bay's remaining coal reserves are small and low-grade and haven't attracted much attention. But for the past 6 months, the port has been negotiating with investors. They're interested in moving coal from vast mines in the Powder River Basin in Montana and Wyoming across the Pacific. David Kosh is the CEO of the port. He says three companies are collaborating on plans for a terminal. It would load ships with coal on a sandy spit near the entrance to the port of Coos Bay.
We have a terminal operator, a commodity trader, and an end user as the three partners in this project.
Kosh says the negotiations are to export up to 10 million tons of coal from the port every year. The coal would be purchased by a power utility company in Asia.
The destination for the coal from Coos Bay is not China. It is some other Asian country.
The port has signed a confidentiality agreement, and it isn't naming the companies involved. But through a public records request and interviews, Earthfix has learned that Mitsui, an international trading firm headquartered in Japan, is involved in the negotiations. A California-based company that specializes in running terminals and loading ships, named Metro Ports, is also involved. Mark McMullen is Oregon's state economist. He says Coos County desperately needs jobs, but he's skeptical that a coal export terminal will effectively stimulate the local economy.
Unlike Coos Bay's early history, when they were actually doing the mining and all the other associated economic activity, this would be just a waypoint where we're talking about a handful of longshore jobs and whatnot on a permanent basis.
David Kosh, the port CEO, says that jobs are just part of the picture. The port of Coos Bay is also expecting the companies interested in building a coal terminal to invest in local infrastructure, especially the local short line railroad that connects Coos Bay to the Willamette Valley.
If you're going to maintain any type of industrial base on the coast, you have to maintain rail.
Coos Bay is isolated and not served by any interstate freeway. So Kosh says having a rail line to move products cheaply is crucial to the community's economic viability. And the rail line between Coos Bay and Eugene needs improvements before it can handle coal trains 135 cars long. In fact, Kosh says, without upkeep, the rail line could become unusable.
We've got about $40 million worth of repairs on just the bridges alone.
Kosh says the port has asked the coal terminal developers to pay for upgrades to the rail line. McMullen, the state economist, says making the rail line stronger could help the port attract more business. But he cautions that some infrastructure investments necessary for coal transport don't benefit other industries much. And, as Coos Bay has experienced in the past,
these energy commodities are certainly a boom and bust proposition, and the foreign demand can evaporate as fast as it materialized.
The port says the companies it is working with haven't signed any binding deals yet to buy land or build a coal terminal in Coos Bay. They could still decide to go elsewhere. I'm Amelia Templeton, reporting.